The Native American vote is going to be key in this election, and we cannot deliver the kinds of investments and respect for Indian country if we do not win the presidency, if we do not flip the House, and we do not keep the Senate. And you know what? The Native vote is going to be key in Arizona, Wisconsin, Montana to make sure we keep that great senator up there. Over and over, this election turns on the indigenous vote. And we need to remember, the first Americans were the ones who did not get to vote for so long. Guess what? The Republicans still don't want Native Americans to vote. They just passed a law out of the floor of the House that would restrict the ability of Native Americans to use their tribal ID to vote and register. That tells you who they are. So when you think about that, when you think they don't want me to vote, you need to do everything you can to prove them wrong, to say, I am going to make sure I exercise my right as an American citizen, as the first American to vote.
And there's so many issues in Indian country. I've been talking to people about education, missing and murdered indigenous people. There's just a long list that people want the next administration, whoever is in the administration, to work on. What about in Congress? How are these issues being handled by yourself and other people?
Well, let me show a contrast. When I was chair of the Subcommittee on Indigenous Peoples, I was able to control the floor of the House for three different legislative days where we put only Native American bills, bipartisan bills, on the floor of the House. That has not occurred this Congress under Republican leadership. So we are not going to get those bills across the line until we take the House back over again so that we can actually move the bills to address missing and murdered Indigenous women, to address the underfunding for Indian Health Service. Let me tell you, Indian Health Service is funded at a fraction of what it needs, at a fraction of what we're spending at the prisons or what regular Americans pay for health care. We are not going to get the funding we need until we have a Democrat Congress and a Democrat administration, and especially when we have Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, who understand the issues of Indian country, right? Remember, the lieutenant governor, who will be the first Native American governor of the state, she brings that knowledge. Tim Walz has been absorbing that knowledge of what Native Americans need for his entire career.